Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, fooled you. It's not Steve Arterburn. This is Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve, and I've got the privilege here to be with Dr. Henry. Dr. Henry Townsend.
Or John Cloud.
Yeah, one or the other. Man, where did that go? Okay, Dr. John Townsend here and Dr. Dave Stoop.
Greetings.
So
good
gonna,
to see you. Good to see you both.
Same here.
We're going to be here for 3 hours, so if you don't get in the first hour, keep calling. Yeah. Today is the 2nd of July, and I learned something, guys. I was looking at online last night, and I learned that you remember Maxwell Smart, and he'd say, missed it by that much. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, Get Smart. Yeah. Well, I never saw the show. My parents.
Oh, yeah.
My parents saw it when they were certainly before my time.
Well, John Adams, our second president, during the Revolution and during the signing of the Declaration and all that, he said that the second day of July was going to be the most memorable epic in the history of America. I'm apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the Day of Deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade and shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of the continent to the other, from this tide for this time forevermore. And what I learned was he thought that because the first resolution of independence that was passed in the Continental Congress was passed on July 2nd. Hmm. And then the actual declaration was debated for a couple of days, and that was passed on the 4th of July.
Really?
But yeah. Just a little history trivia that I thought was kind of interesting.
Fascinating, yeah.
But so we are here on the 2nd of July, and we are going to have a good day.
And we're not going to have pomp and circumstance until Friday.
not until Friday, that's right.
But you know, there's a reason for all that in the Bible, Larry, which is the holiday and feast days of the Old Testament. God knows that we're forgetful. We get busy.
That's right. We are
out there working and raising kids and having lives. And we have these little milestones. Dave and I study neuroscience. But I believe that in our neurology, there have to be these reminders to say this is important because we just get busy with today.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to have those markers.
Standing stones, I remember.
You do.
Yeah.
You know, when on our Israel trip, when we went to the Western Wall, it was somber with all the rabbis and that praying. But a whole bunch of soldiers came in and singing and dancing and carrying people on their shoulders that weren't part of their group and everything. And after everything kind of calmed down, I said, what were you celebrating? We were thinking somebody got promoted or something. We were celebrating Shabbat, Sabbath, in Jerusalem, you know. And I thought, what a difference for me, because I grew up with a Sunday Sabbath that was boring as all get out, you know. And it was this was a celebration, and these guys had a celebratory heart. And so even the one day in seven that we were supposed to set aside becomes a marker for our benefit, and we need to see it as a celebration, not as some somber act.
Let's do a want to instead of a have to.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you
it
go.
It makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? But it's just that remember, you know. God says remember, because all the praiseworthy things he has done.
And because you forget.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are forgetful people.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Like a few days after walking across the Red Sea.
Yeah.
They start mumbling and grumbling.
Yeah, I'd still do that, and I didn't even go across the Red Sea. I do it when I'm in a traffic jam.
Well, before we go to break, I just want to remind people we have Every Man's Battle coming up next week in Washington, D.C. That's the 11th to the 13th of July. So you got a week to sign up, and it's not too late. If you've had an issue, if your husband's got an issue, and you just haven't had the wherewithal to face it, this is the time. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433. Call us here right now at 800-229-3000. We'll take your calls. We'll be right back.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer August 8th through the 10th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hello, Larry Sonnenberg. We're sitting here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. John Townsend. We're going to go to the calls. There's one thing I want to say before we do, and that is to check out tv.newlife.com. And this month, the month of July, is our month of healing, and we've got a special deal. We have lowered the price of Club New Life membership, and the TV folks have lowered the price of tv.newlife.com. And for this month only, if you make one payment of $365, $1 a day, you'll get a year of Club New Life membership and a year subscription to tv.newlife.com.
Oh, that's like the tv.newlife.com is free.
Yeah, just, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so... Yeah, check it out.
I should have waited.
We'll give you an extra year.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's go to the calls. Let's go to line one, and let's talk to Sarah in Mission Viejo, who listens on KKLA. Hello, Sarah.
Hi there.
How can we help you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Got a very difficult question for my husband and I. We have a 23-year-old daughter who we love very much, who we haven't talked to in about 10 months. And she, this is the second time. She kind of disappeared when she was went off to college. She dropped out of college and went to be with a boyfriend in Texas, and she stayed in Texas. And I went to see her and drew her back, and we connected again with the family, and last August she disappeared again. She got upset and stopped talking to us, and we don't know how she's doing. We're pretty sure she suffers from a lot of anxiety and panic attacks and rage attacks. So we know she suffers from that. I just saw her last summer. The last time I saw her was last July.
Wow.
And we haven't spoken to her since, so her choice, not ours. And we're just wondering if we should try to somehow find her and connect with her. Or we're pretty sure she's in Texas, but no phone number, no address, no connection whatsoever.
That's just awful. I mean, I'm sure you're torn up as a mom.
Well, both my husband and I, it's been going on for about 5 years, but we think there's some kind of, you know, emotional, mental component to that as well.
Sure. Why would you not try to find her?
Well, we don't know how to.
Oh, I know there's a how to. There's certainly a how to, but your question was, should we? And I'm thinking, goodness gracious, why not? Is there a reason that you would be unsure if you should try?
The lengths that she's gone to try to get us out of her life.
You said this was the second time? To what?
Second time. She,
yeah, the other was in college.
Yeah, but how did you find her the first time?
I went to Texas on my own and try to find a needle in the haystack. And the night before I went, a friend of mine just so happened to find a phone number. I kind of knew where she was and maybe a couple different towns, and I was just going to see what I could find. And then the night before I left, a friend found a phone number she just happened to post.
Yeah, it's kind of like you got God gave you some miracles.
Like, yeah,
there.
Right. I'd be praying.
And, we did. She turned me down, and she went see me, and then a couple months later, she contacted me through email.
And you know, I would not travel to Texas to do it. I mean, she's an adult, and she's made choices, and you've got your own life and responsibilities and things you've got to do at home. But I would certainly reach out, you know, through every web or police or missing persons kind of avenue. And I would do it for the purposes of not bringing her back, but just to check in and say,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Can we support you? We love you. Do you want a relationship with us? And at least to build the bridge.
Right.
Because she's alienated.
We hadn't thought
it's about
that.
A bridge rather than kind of fixing her.
Yeah, I think that's important as to what happens when you do find her, that you don't try to bring her back into the family and put pressure on her. There's something going on, and you think something more is going on. But I don't know that I agree with not going. I remember back when I was a pastor, somebody in the church asked me to go to Little Rock to find one of their kids. And it was an adventure in a way, but we found her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you might need to go and look around. But the thing you – I think what you're getting at, John, is don't come across as pressuring her to become back.
This is not an intervention.
It's not an intervention. It's just a connection.
It's a connection.
We just want to stay in touch.
Right.
You do what you want. You live where you want. But we just want to stay in touch. And if that's only done every 3 months or every 6 months, that's fine with us. But somehow, you know, if you have to go to look, or I would make it a matter of prayer that something like that comes up again, like happened the last time.
Sarah, do you have other kids? Is she in relationship with siblings?
She has two older brothers, and this last time when we were in contact with her again, she came kind of back into the fold at her wish. And she made amends with a brother who she didn't go to his wedding. And she made amends and was back in the fold, so to speak. And then the oldest brother, she just has disconnected. And the middle brother, who she was sort of pretty close with, she hasn't completely disconnected.
Well, obviously she needs help. If you guys get a connection, then the next step, I mean, remember that a connection is just a bridge. And the truth, like you need help, you've got anxiety problems, that's like a truck driving across the bridge. And if you don't have a bridge, the truck's going to fall down the cliff. So make the bridge. Make a strong bridge. Make a bridge where she trusts you and you've made amends with each other. And then at some point, say, maybe we can help you get a counselor or a healthy place because you're in pain. But don't do that part yet. I wrote a book called Handling Difficult People, and it has kind of some steps on how to handle her suffering. We'll send
that
to you.
Oh, that would be helpful.
Okay, thanks for calling, Sarah.
Okay, thank you so much. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to line 6 and talk to Jenny in Chicago. Jenny, hello.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about my daughter, who is 12, going on 13. She goes to her dad every 2 weeks. And for some reason, her dad is feeding her with all kinds of stuff. He just bought a new house, a second house. And, of course, the house is bigger, and she got more room there. And he's been feeding her with all kinds of stuff on how bad I am. All the bad things that he did, all of a sudden I did in her eyes. So she takes her anger out on me, and he keeps telling her that he's going to move her in with him, but I have full custody right now. And he keeps telling her that he's going to do that, but he doesn't want to take me to court until after she's out of private school. So then she fights me to go to school. The only reason why I know that he talks about me is because of what she says, and that's what I found out part of her problem was, is because she says, well, that's not what he said, you know, to me. and blurted it out.
So what's your question for us?
My question is what do I do before I lose her completely?
Well, I'll tell you one thing not to do, which is to get into a one-upping kind of battle with your ex-husband.
I made sure that wasn't going to happen, and I told her straight out. I said, "I'm not going to do that to you."
Okay.
And I told her that, and she kind of like calmed down after that for a little while.
Yeah, she's 12, and I don't know what the courts are like in Illinois and California. By the time they turn 14, they can pretty much have a say in where they live. So
yeah,
I would just continue to be a good mom and not get into it. Whatever happens, you know, the fact that you're getting the anger is, believe it or not, a good sign, because that means she feels secure with you, and she can take her anger out on you. She doesn't feel secure with her dad, and because she can't get angry with him or stop him from what he's doing, and he's trying to bribe her. And so take heart in that the anger's coming at you. That even though it's painful,
okay,
is a good sign.
Okay. The problem being that if this does happen, even my whole family knows it, because they told me to. They said she's going to be sorry if she, you know, chooses that, because of the way he is.
Yeah,
my money's,
she's not,
he's real money orientated.
I don't think she's a dumb child. I think that she knows that herself, and she's playing you against each other, because that's what kids do when they're in their teens. But just kind of roll with it and know that you're the one that she feels secure with.
Right. But the tendency when you're in that kind of battle is to overcompensate. Sorry?
Right.
And so as whatever he does, you try to do the opposite of, but kind of balance out. Here's the thing. Your daughter needs a healthy parent. She's got a parent that's, you know, deceptive and is attracting by glitter and externals. And so your job is not to be the, well, don't you think that this is the right thing to do kind of a parent. Your job is to be balanced and fun and have structure. And, yes, force her to go to school and force her to, you know, be involved in activities. You be the healthy, integrated parent, because, like Dave said, she's probably not the dumb kid, right? So in her brain, right, God wired her to not need two half parents that were both crazy. She needs this parent that sort of got it all. And so you just be that. And she will not thank you for that at 12 or at 13. And you know what?
Right.
There's a chance she could move in with your husband, your ex, as she gets older, because the courts can allow that. And it might happen. But your best odds is that she's taking in somebody who's got warmth and structure and is fun and holds the limit. And little girls need an integrated parent. You be that parent that she's like relating to that way.
Mm-hmm.
What can we send in way of a book for her?
Raising Great Kids gives her the paradigm that the girl needs.
Jenny, thank you for calling us today. We're going to send you that book. And before we move on here, I want to take a call here from somebody that wants to talk to us a little bit about Israel. Tyler, hello.
Hi, this is Tara.
Oh, Tara, I'm sorry.
Hi, good. On the trip.
I remember you.
Yes, we walked together.
Yeah, we did. We took a long walk. Not a short
period. It was more of a hike.
Yeah, up in Petra, up to the monument.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I just wanted to thank New Life Ministries. I had a wonderful time on the trip, and my roommate, Diane, liked to tell people that I didn't know a lot about New Life before I went. But one of the things I heard a lot before I went was that New Life would be very concerned about everybody there and their being transformed in the process, and I found that to be true.
Mm.
And so I'm just very grateful that I was able to go to the Holy Land and that I was able to go with you all.
Mm. And you came because your friend Debbie asked you to go with her, right?
She mentioned that she was going and
asked
me if I was interested, and so we traveled together. We were still going through our notes. We were just together last night and going through our notes and organizing and figuring out what we heard while we were there, because there was so much that we learned, and just kind of checking it with what we find in Scripture. So I am sure that I'll find that was a life-changing experience for me.
Wow.
Well, thank you for calling. It's just encouraging. I mean, that trip stays with you forever. I mean,
it does. You never get away from it.
Dave was talking about it and comparing what he went, 30 years ago?
30 years ago I went.
And the difference of the trips.
Amazing.
Yeah. So thanks so much. You have one more thing?
Oh, I was just going to say, and also the people that we traveled with, I was just amazed at how everybody cared for each other and looked out for each other along the way. And
it's a good bunch of people.
Appreciated that as well.
Well, thanks so much, Tara.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Well, yep, see you again.
Keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
John, you were with us last time we went. What memory sticks out from that trip with you?
The big thing was how the talks that we all gave were contextualized in the place.
In the place where it was.
Somebody's talking about recovery in Golgotha, or somebody's talking about getting waters of life at Elijah's well, and tying in that right brain to their left brain was a very emotional experience for me.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to be here a couple more hours. Call us at 800-229-3000. We'll take your calls, and we'll be back right after this break. Thanks.
I think that this culture teaches women that you should look a certain way, you should act a certain way, you should be available for your husband. They view sex as their marital duty. So many of them do not view sex as their marital delight, and that is sad to me, because I don't think that most men are looking for a wife who's just willing to be a sexual doormat. They're looking for an interested and motivated sex partner. There is nothing sinful about our sexual desires for one another in marriage.
The Passion Principles for Women Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, October 10th through the 12th. Best-selling author of Every Woman's Battle, Shannon Etheridge, will help you understand female sexuality, expose the deeper meaning behind sexual thoughts, integrate sexuality and spirituality, and connect with your husband, mind, body, and soul. For more information or to register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hi, welcome back. We're here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. John Townsend. Before we go to our next call, I just want to remind people, you know, I was looking in the news the other night, and there's all these arguments, political arguments, about this Supreme Court case that came down with Hobby Lobby, and both sides of the argument were claiming that this was either good or bad for women. Mm-hmm. And it got to me thinking, we do a lot for women here. Mm. And I think we have two workshops coming up specifically for women. And one is Women in the Battle. And it's really for the wives and the loved ones of the guys who have fought sexual addiction and have gone to every man's battle. But there's a testimony here from a lady that went to one of our Women in the Battle workshops. I wanted to read that to you. "This weekend took me totally out of my comfort zone. I'm so glad I came. I feel totally transformed. I have the armor of God on me. I feel protected to move on with God's help. Before the weekend, I was confused, frustrated, hopeless, and skeptical. I was so tired of feeling worn out and alone. I'd given up. This weekend's been phenomenal. I was so skeptical on the first day, and I kept asking myself, why am I here? Why did I spend the money for this? Now I'm so thankful to the Lord that I stayed and gave it a try. This was an awesome part of my journey. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to participate this weekend." I leave here with hope, faith, encouragement, and strength. Anyone who's considering going, I would say, make it happen. Go. It's worth it. God will open your eyes and will bless you. So take it from Angela, you know, that things happen at those weekends. We'll talk about the other one later. Let's go to another call. Okay, let's go to Rose on line 5. She's in Buena Park, listens on KKLA. Hello, Rose. How are you?
Hi, good. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Doing good. What's up?
Good. I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
And also, I want to thank you for your ministry to make this available for us.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. What's your question for us?
Let me give you just a little bit of background. I have an echo, so hopefully I'll go through this. I was married for 13 years, been divorced for over 10 years. Basically tried to sabotage myself so I wouldn't fall in love again, and started eating crazy, and I've never really been really thin, but I basically didn't care after I got divorced because it's consistent with how your broken heart feels. Anyhow, fast forward, 10 years later, things, I don't know, been revealed in a lot of ways. But more than anything, I think I'm just so grateful that I can see the Lord on the other side. And to me, it was probably the hardest thing I ever had gone through is a divorce. But to me, it was something that if I found Jesus on the other side, unfortunately, it took my marriage, but some people never even, you know, they go through many divorces and never even find peace in their hearts. So anyhow, I am very blessed in that sense. So my question is, I still keep wanting to sabotage myself, but the thing is that I know better now, and I do try to eat at least, what, I don't know, 50% of the time I'm pretty good, and the other 50 sucks. So, excuse me, I don't want to say that word. But anyway, point being is that how can I get over that obstacle where I don't think I am punishing myself because I've already released everything to Jesus. And, I mean, I know because, I don't feel the same and I don't react the same towards issues and heartaches and obstacles and practically whatever other people go through in life. I've gone through many hurdles, but not me. I can't even claim God has been there all along, and I thank him for it. The only question is, how do I, you know, a lot of people pay attention to appearances. I'm not extremely obese, but I mean, I'm, you know, I guess 50 pounds is still 50 pounds, and that's still a heck of a lot, especially when you have a bad knee injury and trying to recoup from that. But anyhow, so my question is, how can I basically release the body part, not the spiritual part, because I don't want to go through that. I've already been through that, meaning that I already know that Jesus is the answer, and he's the one that cleanses me, and he's the one that will provide every answer for me. I know it sounds selfish, but
okay,
that's what my belief.
But anyhow, let John and Dave
so how can I at least allow him to say, okay, wait a minute, you know, you're being judged by your weight too, but yet I'm not allowing that part
Rose,
of my life to be cleansed.
Rose, okay. It sounds like you're really focusing on the food and the eating, and I think there's a fear that you're still holding on to that's behind all of that. It's not how you eat, you know, the 50% of the time. It's what are you still afraid of, and in terms of relationships, and I think that's where you need to begin to focus is on that fear.
Okay, so you're right. I'm scared to get my heart broken again.
Yeah. And so I would, you're going to have to take some risks and, you know, calculated risks. Don't jump in the deep end of the pool, but begin to move against that fear and understand it. You understand it, I think, but it's still there and it's still functioning. It's still controlling your behavior.
Two things come to my mind. TV.newlife.com has some things that would speak to you if you subscribe to that and go there. The other thing that comes to my mind is our Healing is a Choice weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You could get in a group with people and come to that weekend and discover that there are some things that you never thought or realized are the reason behind what you're thinking.
Right.
So I would encourage you to look at both of those things. And How about we send you Lose It for Life as a book to help you walk through that? Thank you for your call. Stay tuned. We're going to be back in a minute with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. John Townsend, and more of your phone calls.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle. Yeah.
Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. John, you had something you wanted to say.
Oh, I was just thinking we're doing this show, and there's a lot of big issues and a lot of, you know, pain people are dealing with. We've got to remember one thing, though, that one of the things you have to understand in the healing and recovery world, you've got to put the fun in dysfunction.
Oh, amen to that.
You know, there's a lot of dysfunction, but you got to have fun with the dysfunction, too. Yeah.
Oh, you got to do it, yes.
And that's what Steve does so well, and I think we're missing him
here
a little
bit. Well, John does that. John is...
Yeah, they feed off each other.
Yeah, and I just kind of go along for the ride when we're together. Have fun.
But we do have to have fun. I mean, that's... I love what Steve says about the humor. It's the one... When people are laughing, it's the one time we're all agreeing on something. And it's
that's
true.
A great
we just agreed
line.
With
really
that,
is.
Didn't we? Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go to line 7 and let's talk to EJ in Lexington, Kentucky. Listens on WFIA. Hello. How can we help you today, EJ?
Hi. Well,
what's EJ stand for?
Yeah,
EJ. Hi. What does EJ stand for?
I would rather just keep that with EJ.
Oh, you just leave it at that. Okay.
Now we're curious, EJ.
Yeah, now we'll make something up.
I know.
Ernestine. We'll just call you Ernestine.
Friends listening. They don't know the voice. They would definitely know the name.
Okay.
All right. Go right ahead.
Okay. What's your question?
First of all, I've read Healing is a Choice. I have the Beyond Boundaries video series, Walking in the Walls. I am an avid reader. I have an analytical brain, which is new as of 10 years ago.
You know what we call that? We call that being an info junkie. Everybody on Larry and Dave and I are all info junkies just like you.
Right, right.
Collect
well, I'm
data.
Looking for answers that, and I've also had a therapist for the past 6 years.
Good for you. There's your problem.
Which is incredible. I mean, I've learned a lot about myself, and I'm in a relationship right now that I've been in for 2 years, and there was cheating in the beginning, a lot of dishonesty, a lot of deceit, a lot of trust issues, And my therapist says that I should have left after the first time, but I didn't. And I would say probably for the last 6 months, we had split up for about a month, and then we had gotten back together. And I believe that for the last 6 months, there hasn't been any of those things go on, even though I found out some more things from the past. But anyway, things just, they don't seem to click all the time. I know we love each other, and I'm struggling with the God's process of shaping us into him, his image. And I really feel like that being with this man has taught me a lot about myself, has helped me grow a lot. I know that he has grown a lot and changed a lot.
You said you've been in this relationship 6 years?
2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. Therapy 6 years.
Now, AJ, I want to make sure you understand how you're coming across right now is you're spending 90% of the time talking about the good part, how well he's doing. And so that tells me that you're getting ready to tell us some things you're scared of. But don't worry about front-loading with the good part. We get the good part. God's okay. Good, and the guy's doing better. Tell us the problem, and don't be afraid.
I don't feel like I'm important.
Okay. It's hard.
I went to the doctor yesterday because I'm having a swelling in my head. And yesterday she told me she wanted me to hurry up and get an MRI, so I'm going to get an MRI today. He had an aunt pass away, one that he wasn't really close to, but an aunt. So yesterday when he got off work, he went to the funeral home, and I asked him how long he was going to stay because I needed him. My world was spinning, and I really didn't have anyone else. And I needed him to want to come and hold me and say it's going to be okay.
Right.
And when he got off work, he went to the funeral home, and I said, how long do you think you'll be there? He said, oh, I'm going to stay the whole time. I said, okay. So I had made arrangements for today to get a ride, and I spoke to him at work this morning, and he said he was going to take off work early to go to the funeral home to spend more time with his family. And at that point, I was just shocked, A, that he was getting off work early, and two, that he didn't offer to be with me. So I got off the phone, and then I called him back, and I told him, I said, this hurts me. I feel like I'm not important to you, and I understand the aspect of the funeral, and I'm not trying to be selfish, but you spent 4 hours, yesterday there, and...
Hey, EJ, we get the picture. What's your question for us?
I don't know if I'm supposed to stay. Things like this come up all the time, and I just don't know if I'm supposed to stay, and I battle with that, and I pray every night, every morning about, God, show me your will. Shut the doors you don't want me to go through, and open the doors you do, and I'm just not getting any answers, and the arguments are just there.
Here's my concern, EJ, is that... the statistics say that if a relationship isn't really solid and serious by 2 years, it probably won't be. And what you're describing are some very, very critical issues. But what I heard and what you said that really bothers me is that you don't have anybody else. You don't have any women friends that could kind of be there for you, it sounds like. And that's a concern.
I do, and I called them, and they were.
Okay.
They were, and they offered to take me to the hospital and everything for the MRI. I just, yesterday when I had gotten home, he was the one I wanted to be there for me.
Yeah.
I misspoke saying that I didn't have anyone. I do.
But the reality is he's not there for you and hasn't been, and that's a continuing problem, and that's a core issue. That's not something you just overlook, because it's not going to get better by itself. If he doesn't understand where you're coming from on that's pretty serious.
Yeah. EJ, do you remember when you read the Beyond Boundaries video, when you saw that? Remember?
Yes.
And I talk about this very issue, about how to know. Do you remember what I said?
Not right offhand.
Well, you're not married, right? So you don't have to worry about, you've made a covenant. You guys are an item, but you're not married, right?
Right.
Well, we determine whether we stay in a relationship, whether this is a business relationship or a romantic relationship or just a friendship, we determine that by the fruit in our lives that the relationship brings. That's what we all have to do. And so God's way is to say, you want to be an EJ who has good fruit. You want to get help and support for this medical condition that you're hitting. You want to have people that bring you life and love. Not that they're not going to be screw-ups and make mistakes and all that, but that the fruit is a net out better on the positive than the negative. Otherwise, you've got a ministry on your hands. The fruit is more negative than positive. So I think I need for you to go through the material again and look at what is the fruit the man is bringing. My big concern is that he changed from the deception, but I don't know that he went to a healing and recovery process. So you've got what Dave and I would call a dry drunk. You know, he stopped doing bad things, but I don't see the transformational process, which scares me a bit. Mm-hmm. But do an analysis of what you need in a romantic relationship. I need consistency, or I need love or dependability, or somebody to put me first. And all that, you've got to put – that's what you have to do. You have to determine what your boundaries are. If you go to Psalm 101, for example, EJ, David says the things he'll put up with and the things he won't put up with. You've got to have an idea in your head. Go to Psalm 101. Study it. See what David says. He says, I will not allow faithlessness in my home. I will not allow deception in my home. You're the one that sets the standards. And then if it comes out to be a net negative, then you have to move on. All right?
And I have a feeling it will, because
there's some red flags.
This is such a big red flag.
Yeah.
EJ, thanks for calling us here. We are really glad you called. We want to send you a copy of, she already has, Beyond Boundaries.
How about Dave's book on Forgiving the Unforgivable?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And EJ, the other thing I'd like to do, I'd like to give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. There are a lot of helps there. Every one of our radio hosts have done things on there. John was just doing something here yesterday with Steve.
Steve and I did something on codependency. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you have done hours of stuff on there.
I don't remember.
You're kind of the star of TV.
It's basically called the Dave Gallery. Yeah, that's what I call it. The Gallery of Dave.
It's because I'm willing to come in more. I haven't got much else to do. Yeah. So
we're going to be back in a minute. Call us at 800...
229-3000.
No, I was going to say call the 800, the new life.
Oh,
639-5433. Help us out with a gift. We could use a gift to start the month off right this month. And you could join Club New Life. Club New Life is our monthly giving program. It's got a lot of benefits with it. Call and ask somebody what that means, and they'll help you. We'll be back in a minute.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to our final segment on this hour. But we're going to be here two more hours, so call us at 800-229-3000, and we'll keep taking calls. Before we go to this next call, I just wanted to remind people, we said we really look out after women here at New Life. And one of the workshops, we have a brand new workshop coming up. It's called Passion Principles for Women. It's going to be in October right here in Orange County. And go to newlife.com and take a look at the page there. This is for women who are consumed with thoughts about men. Maybe they've compromised your sexual or emotional integrity. Or you might be on the opposite end of the scale. Maybe you've shut down sexually and you're unsure why you have such little interest in men or being sexual at all.
Well, there's also women who are into pornography.
Yeah.
And that would be appropriate for them.
That's right.
More than we think.
And Shannon Etheridge is going to do this. You guys know Shannon.
Oh, she's great.
She's great.
Yeah, she is really something. I think she's a female Steve. She's just kind of...
Well, she's so vulnerable. I mean, I love her because she's an open
book. She tells you everything just like
Steve. Yeah, whether you want to hear it or not.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great weekend. So I would encourage you to go and look at our website. Call 800-NEW-LIFE and ask about that workshop. It's going to be something. Okay, let's go and let's talk to Richard. He is in Louisville, Texas. Huh. Is that right, Richard? Louisville, Texas?
Louisville.
Louisville, okay. Pronounce it a little differently. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I just think I'm about to lose my mind.
Well, is that...
Actually, those two don't go together.
Yeah.
Doing all right and losing my mind.
But we have a staff in Texas. I think that's kind of common.
Oh. Hey, man.
That's part of Texas.
Thanks for being honest with us. We're going to help you out. What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm on my third marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in staying married forever. My other two divorces, you know, they walked out on me. Well, listen, I think I'm in a controlling situation.
Mm-hmm.
Abusive verbally and mentally.
Who's doing the abusing?
She is.
Oh, so she's really treating you bad.
I think so. I mean, I started going to see a counselor, and I tell them things that was going on. And they said that I was in an abusive, controlling situation.
Okay.
Well, I get home and she wants to know what they said. I said, I don't think I'm supposed to say anything.
Because what they said might happen some more if I tell you. That's hard, man.
Oh, wow.
That's hard.
So I tell her and she tells me, well, them people don't know me. You know, I'm not abusive and all of this. But this woman, she tells me when to shave, when not to shave. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, hold it. Now, I do get the control piece, and, you know, kind of couples sort of do that sometimes. You know, you need to brush your teeth today or whatever, comb your hair. I would question, or I would like you get to give our listening audience a picture, viewing audience, this is TV, a picture of when you say, no, I'm not going to shave right now. What things does she say that feel abusive to you?
Stupid. She's told me she hates me, and I grew up in a real abusive home, so I don't like no kind of conflict like that.
Well, nobody should like that. Okay, so she gets really mean, and she calls you bad things, and she's controlling. So that's a bad picture. So tell us what your question for us is.
Well, since then, I'm giving my heart to God because I knew God would never leave.
That's God right.
People walking out on me. So
that's who He is.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm not one to walk out, but man, I pray to God for God. I can't do this.
What have you done though? What have you tried that hasn't worked? You saw a counselor and then that blew up. So what have you tried to make things so that she'll be nicer to you and love you that hasn't worked so far?
Do everything she says. She told me you'll just do what I say, everything will be fine.
Uh-huh.
But it isn't, huh?
As Dr. Phil would say, how's that working for you, right?
It ain't working.
Okay.
Gets really, really angry.
What if you set some boundaries there?
Well, I've thought about that, but I don't think she'll go for that.
Well, a boundary. No, the other person doesn't have to sign up and say, let's go for you setting boundaries. You just set boundaries because here's a boundary. Is when you're mean, I'll remind you once that felt mean, and then if you stay mean and don't say nice things to me, I'll be in another room, or I'll get in my car, or whatever. A boundary is not something they sign up for. It's what you do when somebody's mean to you. Have you done that?
No, sir.
All right.
I think you're afraid to do that, and you've mm-hmm. Don't look at it as a confrontation.
Exactly. It's not a confrontation.
It's a boundary that says, I'll tell you, and then if you continue, I will leave. And they don't... I mean, she's not going to like you leaving.
Here's the words I like. Here's the words I don't like. This is not an argument, but I'll be in another room or in my car or whatever or talking to some nice friends.
Or taking a walk.
If you say these things to me. And she probably won't like that. But, you know, when you've got a three-year-old and you tell your three-year-old, you know, you'll be in timeout because when you scream and hit your little brother, the three-year-old doesn't say, oh, that's right, I've got to have more empathy for my brother. The three-year-old gets tired of being timeout.
Or the three-year-old doesn't say, I didn't agree to that.
Yeah, timeout. You can't do that, Mom. So I'm going to send you a copy of Boundaries in Marriage. And Boundaries in Marriage is about building up mutual respect and all that. But if you've got somebody, if she's out of control and she repeats the abuse that you felt as a little child, which is really, really tough on you, you got to say, I love you, but I will have to not be around you until you're a nicer person to me. And that's where it begins. And God does that all the time.
Think you can do that?
Well, once you get the book, you can do it.
Yeah, we've got all the skills in there.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
Thanks so much for calling. We'll be praying for
you.
We
want number three to be the last one for you, buddy.
That's right. This one will last a lifetime for you.
I know too.
All righty.
I thought God sent it to me, but I'm starting to think it was the devil.
I don't think God does that. I think God sent her to you, and now it's your turn to be part of the sanctification process, man.
There you go. Thanks so much for your call, Richard. Okay, well,
tough.
That is
wow,
tough.
It is tough,
man.
And you don't see that before you get married, you know. And the thing is, if he does everything she tells him to do, that still won't make it work, okay? Because how he does it. You didn't do it willingly, or who knows? It's just an endless cycle. Unless you got to break it.
Yeah,
it's a cycle.
A friend of mine once said, when you have these tough conversations, is to say, "What I'm getting ready to tell you, it's not really a conversation; it's an announcement."
Mm.
I just love that.
That's so good.
So when they say, "What about?" Well, I'm sorry. I'm just telling you what I'll be doing. It's just an announcement, honey. Do you want to have dinner now, God? It just kind of changes everything.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm. Hey, in the few seconds that are left, what's a Bible verse that you lean on day to day?
A new one for me is Psalm 127:3, which says, "Why are you working so hard?" It says,
"I'm going to write that."
Trust
down.
The Lord. It's the workaholic verse that I've been meditating
on. Psalm 127:3.
Yep.
Okay.
Dave, you have a quick one?
Well, your word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against you. The whole thing about meditating on God's word.
All right. Well, thanks for listening here today. Know that we love you. Please call at 800 New Life. Check out some of our workshops.
127:2. It was 2. 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.